Peace and blessings be to you from our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I am a terrible gardener. I admit it. The evidence has been there for all to witness over the years. If there's the opposite of a green thumb, I have it. My wife, Marcia, handles any plants we have at home, lest they get so bad the dogs won't even chew on them. At my work, my boss likes to have plants in the office, and certain people are tasked from time to time with taking care of them. I've worked for her for 17 years. She stopped asking me to take care of plants over a decade ago. I did get to keep my job, at least. Fortunately, in this garden that God gave us, the world, I don't need that type of green thumb. But it is a garden we are tasked with taking care of, and at many times, we haven't done well. Take the chief priests and elders of the temple, who in a few paragraphs before today's gospel reading, demanded to know in whose name Jesus was acting. Instead, Jesus responded with parables that not only answered their question, but shined a light on their actions and misdeeds. One of those parables was today's gospel, known as the parable of the vineyard. If you recall how it went, it was obvious that in it, the landowner was God, the vineyard was creation, the vine press was the fruits of the world, the farmers who were those who did not pay heed to the message of God, the servants sent by the landlord were the prophets, and the son was the son, with a capital S. But even though the chief priests knew this story was aimed at them, they still did not pay heed to its directive. Instead, they felt angered, threatened. How dare Jesus call them on their action, they felt. They would crush the word of God, even to the point of crucifying God's Son. They felt they were ridding themselves of another false prophet, someone they saw as a threat to their power. And of course, how wrong they were. As the lesson foretold, the care of God's vineyard passed to others who, given the message that Jesus brought to us, should do better than the leaders of the temple did in Jesus' day. But are we? Are we tending to God's vineyard the way God would want us to? Do we take this mission seriously in giving back to God what is God's? Some in this world tend this vineyard with the intent of carrying out God's orders, taking care of their fellow earthly residents, whether they are our fellow humans, the animals who live with us, or the lands and seas around us. Some take another course, claiming to follow the word of God, but bending it or ignoring it as they see fit. And others still ignore the message of Christ in ways that possibly cause God to weep. They treat their fellow inhabitants harshly, heartlessly, and even like those evil farmers who kill the servants and the son sent to them, in a murderous way. Many people die needlessly in today in God's vineyard. Some because we don't share the plentiful food of the world with them. Some because we are unwilling to help them with medicine or shelter, thinking that the cost and effort is not justified. And some in acts of madness by killing wantonly, such as in last week's incidences in Lawrence and Las Vegas. When we don't value our fellow man, we don't value God's creation. For people who live through God's words and message, it is not enough for us to just tend to our portion of the vineyard. Our mission cannot be just our branch in the garden, but the vineyard as a whole. To even someone like me who doesn't know a weed from a flower, you can ask my wife, I've mowed over enough of them. Sometimes it's obvious that taking care of only a portion of the garden results in a pretty miserable looking landscape. I know of many people here who excel in living God's plan by sharing Christ's message with friends, co-workers, neighbors. They make the effort to share their faith in casual conversations without lording it over others, or perhaps they bring friends to services or to other church activities. Others do it by making shawls to be given to people who are in need or sick. I myself was a recipient of one shawl once when I was in hospital, and the warmth and love of that meant more to me than you can imagine. Or making quilts to be sold at the Camp Tomashing auction, which, by the way, just to remind you, is the last Saturday of this month, I believe, to help that wonderful facility with funds to nourish the faith of its young attendees. Or serving at the community breakfast, counting out food, or even just taking a moment to visit with the visitors there and let them know that you care about them. Or taking communion to those who cannot be here, permitting them to share the sacred meal from afar, and yet connecting them to their congregation family. Still more, support the congregation's actions as a whole, in which we donate to the local mission church, permitting a part of the Lord's garden to grow in an area that before might have been neglected. Or to the ELCA Disaster Relief, which is working even now in such places as the devastated Puerto Rico or parts of Texas or Florida that were struck by hurricanes. It is all the very example of Jesus' words, "As you do for the least of mine, you do for me." Our offerings here through stewardship do more than support a building or jobs. They raise our voices of praise, giving nourishment to God's vineyard. The things our stewardship does, whether financially or otherwise, makes the vines of God's garden flourish. These are all wonderful things, and we operate as our gifts allow us. But just as I need to keep an open mind on learning how to take care of our houseplants, we need to do so in our work, and that's work with a capital W. Keep tending to God's vineyard in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. Do the things you are doing now, but perhaps, perhaps add a tiny bit more, or a large bit more if you're in the mood. If we can all do that, driven by the knowledge that we are temporary tenants here in this vineyard that belongs to the Lord, we can make it grow into an even lovelier garden, hopefully even more pleasing to God. Amen.